American Indian Movement activist Leonard Peltier is up for parole for the first time in 15 years. In 1977, Peltier was convicted of killing two FBI agents on South Dakota's Pine Ridge Reservation. He's now serving two life sentences. But his supporters consider Peltier to be America's preeminent political prisoner. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray reports from the Pine Ridge Reservation.
It was on June 26, 1975, that FBI agents Jack Kohler and Ron Williams drove down this road in pursuit of a suspect vehicle. They ended up in a firefight with American Indian Movement members who were camped out at the Jumping Bull residence. Joe Stuntz, an A member, was killed in the battle, and the FBI agents were executed at close range. This is an isolated and peaceful area. Fields of sweet clover roll up to the pine-covered ridges that line the horizon. 30 years ago, this place was very different. The American Indian Movement had been formed to oppose the intense poverty and racism Native Americans faced. The group paralleled the Black Panthers, and in 1973, Ames staged an armed occupation of the Pine Ridge town of Wounded Knee, holding it for over 2 months amidst fierce gun battles with federal law enforcement officials. In the wake of that occupation, tribal police and the FBI cracked down on AIM members. Pine Ridge residents remember this violent period as the Reign of Terror. It's in this climate that the firefight at the Jumping Bull Ranch erupted. Leonard Peltier was convicted of murdering the FBI agents. Edgar Bearrunner is among many on this reservation who argue that Peltier is innocent.
Suppression of human rights can't last forever in the United States. The FBI can suppress Leonard's freedom for only on a temporary basis.
Bearrunner is optimistic that this time Peltier will be paroled, but the FBI is vehemently opposed to Peltier's release. In 2000, when Peltier was facing possible clemency from then-President Bill Clinton, about 500 FBI agents marched around the White House in protest. One of them was Agent Ed Woods.
The president was given a petition with, I think, tens of thousands of signatures on it, asking him not to consider Peltier clemency or pardon.
While the FBI is adamant that Peltier remain in prison, groups like Amnesty International have called for his release. In the upcoming parole hearing, Peltier's attorney, Eric Seitz, will argue that Peltier shouldn't have gone to prison in the first place.
His sentencing for consecutive terms was patently illegal and unjustified, and he should have been paroled a long time ago.
Peltier's supporters point out that two others who were accused of killing the FBI agents were acquitted on the grounds of self-defense. Peltier is now 65. He suffers from diabetes and failing health. Bruce Ellison has been Peltier's attorney and friend since the 1970s. He says Peltier should be allowed to spend the remainder of his years at home in North Dakota.
He cannot get adequate medical care, at least, or the Bureau of Prisons is not providing adequate medical care. And if he was paroled, this would be able to happen.
But those opposing Peltier's parole say he's guilty of executing two FBI agents and doesn't deserve to be set free. Ed Woods is now retired from the FBI. He runs the website NoParolePeltier.com. Woods says the Supreme Court has affirmed Peltier's imprisonment by twice refusing to hear his case. He says Peltier's story has changed over the last 34 years.
He should have been consistent over the years, but his story's changed, his alibis have changed. And all that does is reinforce his consciousness of guilt.
Back on Pine Ridge, tribal president Teresa Tubols sits at a large table covered in paperwork. She says the wounds left here 34 years ago are still open.
But it's going to have to be healing on both sides. The healing is the most important part.
Today, the Pine Ridge Reservation remains one of the poorest areas of the country. Unemployment here can run as high as 80%. Leonard Peltier is scheduled to face the parole board tomorrow. Should he be released and come back to Pine Ridge, he would find the violence of the 1970s is gone. But the poverty that fueled the American Indian Movement uprising back then is largely unchanged. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.